The Outer Limits, 1963, Season 1, Episode 22, Specimen Unknown. Gordon, all right. Just a little woozy. Excitement's going home, you know. Sure, you okay? I feel a little funny. Kind of sick to my stomach. Put your helmet on. Voice over radio. Major, navigated trouble. Secretary, servo break. All clear now. I'm returning the cabin. Keep your helmet on in the airlock, Mike. Something's happening here. Gavin and help here. Both is this experience sudden weakness and nausea. Use individual oxygen supplies the rest of the trip. No danger of accommodation. Contamination. Getting dizzy, Major? Weaker. Butter. I nailed him at it. Doesn't make much sense at all, Major. Work close to Howard's body at autopsy as they did. Don't have any symptoms at all. There you are from nowhere near. Better inform the basis, sir. It's the specimens, Major. Plants are shooting off spores. Man, there's nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to test the picture. We're controlling transmission. We control the horizontal. Control the vertical. We can change the focus to soft blur, shoving it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly. We'll control all you see and hear. About to participate the great adventure. About to experience an awe and mystery. Reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits. Man, for centuries, man has looked. The skies have sought to uncover the mystery of the universe. The telescope brought into focus the craters on the moon and canals on Mars. Is limited. Man's incessant inner hunger for knowledge and experience would not be satisfied if he broke the massive chains of gravity, set himself foot to himself on a planet other than his own. Project Mercury was his first venture into space, a testament to his technical integrity and courage, green light to 100 other projects, which would take him still further. This is Project Adios, rapidly orbiting 1,000 miles above the Earth, tiny, far-flung world connected only by radio and memory, inhabited by a few men, dedicated to removing the unknown for future travellers. 10 minutes after 6, 26, 8, 28th, Lieutenant Robert Howard, found something clinging the wall of the space lock, appeared alive. He called them space barnacles for temporary identification. They were not. Beeping, hello. Lieutenant Howard speaking. I can't be certain yet, Major Dowling, but it's looking like some kind of dormant spore. Probably been floating in space for a million years or so. Finally found a home. I should know more later. I've got one in the incubator. I'm about to study the others. No, I haven't named it yet. Same thing Greek. Maybe I call it Miss Adonis. Right. Over PA, Major Benedict. Please report to the communications room. Dr. Willis, you wanted the pharmacist room. Please report to the pharmacist room. Shrieking noise unto mighty God. Kim and Solve, our brother departed. Rupert Lawrence Howard. Commit his body to the deep heavens, ensure uncertain hope and reaction and life eternal. For our Lord and Saviour, may he rest in peace. Amen. Lay up secure, sir. Mike, found another of those restroom things. An hatch plate on the airlock. Well, it's the third one, isn't it? Yeah. Howard used to call those things space barnacles. It's hard to believe he's dead. Be nice to lie in some good old-fashioned Earth-type sunlight. 90 days of this, for the sunlight's on the two other spores. Same thing happened. It grew right in front of me. Must be a combination of sympathetic earth atmosphere and sunlight. It makes sense, and not much of botany. Howard's theory was there was some sort of dormant spore floating around in space for a million years. Let the lab boys explain it. They know all the answers. Boys, get space project communications. Yes, sir. Major, I don't want to press the issue, but you know how closely Howard and I have been working cosmic radiation research. like to stay here and finish it. The answer is no, Mike effectively no. You and Factor Boys have it worked out. 3 months here, six below. Could find out what killed him. That's for the new crew. Over. PA, Major Benedict. Got space at Project Communications, Colonel. At Williams, come on. You can say if you provided words to your wife. Over radio, this is Major Benedict. I'd like to talk to Colonel McWilliams. Yes, Major, this is McWilliams. Colonel, we buried Lieutenant Howard. Are you and the men all right? Yes, sir. Danny still wants to stay on continuing Lieutenant's work because of radiation exposure. Put Danny on. Hold on. Think you know what to say, Janet. Oh, radio, this is Captain Darling. Hi, it's Captain Darling's wife. Janet, how are you? I'm fine. Mike, I missed you. I miss you too, Janet. But Janet, hurry on down, Manic. She's been sitting on the edge of the scope for days. Put Major Benedict back on. Yes, sir. Oh, radio, this is Major Benedict. Major, about Lieutenant Howard. Pentagon has asked for a report. Full report on the matter. Preparing one now, Colonel. But you have to feel the space marked cause of death. All right, Major. Yes, thank you. See you soon, Janet. Would you mind checking the recovery support system? We want the operation to bring them in. Yes, sir. Stop looking at me like that, Nathan. Like what? Like I had a decision to make and made it. All these people here, they're my responsibility. Put it, officer, as you consider the whole picture. Had just as we do down here. Attendant help finds a physician. You know that. As I said, sometimes one man can miss a small detail. A team might have learned more. As the chief surgeon of this project, my advice was to bring Howard's body down here. What about the calculated risk involved? You said it yourself. What record? And it said it might not have been the radiation experiments that destroyed hemoglobin in the bone's blood. It might have been some alien virus floating around up there. Something we know nothing about. It was admitted that such a virus could be contagious. But it's probably of no immunity to fight it. Can I risk exposing the base to something that kills a man 3 hours without warning? No, not knowing the cause of his death. I can't chance him bringing him down. All the hemoglobin in his blood had been destroyed. Same as Lieutenant Howard. Having aboard a shot of craft, ready to go. Pedro Cruz standing by. Got to put those spoiled specimens aboard. Don't know. They had where to go. Secure the F cargo compartment. Put them up forward with us. Position vector 326. Trajectory curve 320. Speed 16,003. We indicate your 13 degrees. Check altitude sensor stabilizer. With my altitude stabilizer. See to overcorrecting. Dramatic attitude. Control systems out. Putting her into safety orbit. Voice over radio. Shaftcraft. Telegraph 1010. Adios, central control calling. Over. Shuttlecraft 1010. Attitude stabilization. Crossover failed. We're checking it now. Craft traveling in safety orbit. Attitude 9000. Over. Roger. Tracking stations alerted. Notify any variance in output or altitude. Seems like one of the servos. I have to leave the ship to credit. Kenny Downing, leave the ship to make the spares. Maintaining safety of it as stated. Out. Trigger noise, Gordon, you're right. Just a bit woozy, excitement, going home, you know. Sure. Okay, feel a little funny. Kind of sick in my stomach. Put your helmet on. Downing, Major, have located trouble. Circuit servo break. All clear now. Returning to cabin. Keep your helmet on. In the airlock, Mike. Something's happening here. Go in and help her. Have both experienced sudden weakness and nausea. Be using the water to advise the rest of the trip. There's danger of contamination. Getting dizzy, Major? Weaker. Buzzer, there's no doubt about it. This doesn't make sense at all, Major. Works closer to Harry's body, thought to see as they did. Don't have any symptoms at all. You know, we're nowhere near. Better inform the base. Yes, sir. The specimens, Major. Plants are shedding off spores. And now they're throwing out some kind of vapour. That's right. You're right. The contamination is coming from them. They have a compartment to isolate all plants and spores in there. Form of ace. Telegraph 100, Queen Adonis. Mayor Aja Obrega. Dits the situation. The advance, the poisonous gas, a release contains adrenaline and blood. Joe is almost out. FBA is already unconscious. Both turning like Howard and the rabbit. Feeling weaker. What about Danny? Danny was outside the craft. Not exposed to gas as much as we were. Off compartment ran overrun with plants. The fire spoils 100 of them at a time, now growing on everything. Anything. Even Frederick Middle with his stems. Malignant thing. Don't let us land. Contamination. Destruct us. Destruct. Major Benedict, come in. Over. Captain Dowling. Major Benedict has passed out. I started to feel woozy myself. We retain his orbit until order destruct. Plants aiding life. Plant life. What can they be? What? Where do they come from? How are they people destroying the hypogonian and the blood? His darling could pass out the shuttle pressure to earth, no telling how fast these plants could multiply. Once they feed from the soil, they are exposed to sunlight. Major Bennett, you may be right. Maybe the craft should be destroyed. A full minute ship, with the whole picture considered, the vessel was loaded with destruction. Who knows how many people could be contaminated by the plants if they reproduce down here, as they're doing in that craft. They're inside the craft, Mac. They're contained. I guess they release. Poisonous, the manager said. How do we contain that? Those men, I know. You don't know, I don't think I know. Get them back in time? Give them blood transfusion, maybe. Phone rings. Yeah, what do you mean? You can't find the general. Mayberry is 6 feet four, weighs 250 pounds. Tosers can't locate a target that size. The trouble. Trade club, his barber, his bathroom. We'll find him. Well, the ground around Estel. Roy standing in wood readiness. Janet. Please, I want to stay. I have to know. Of course. Got as much stake in this as any of us. Move on. Phone rings, Mac Williams. Major. General, we have a scrape situation, yes, General. He's dropped it in my lap. The decision's made. I have two choices. Bring them down the same race base. Their base in Florida. Visualizers. Who knows how many people. Or send out a missile. Destruct while they're still in their safety orbit. Bring them down, Mac. Give us the opportunity to search for an alien life. Plant life. They have found on the space station, Nathan. Chances are they found others. Could be searched up here. Colonel, there are four men on that craft. Four men, Janet, or four bodies, yes, perhaps. Perhaps four bodies. We brought back Lieutenant Howard's body. Maybe by now we know her blood is attacked. Maybe we have some way to find it. Connect space station. Rise into danger. Keep away from all strange plant life. If it's too late, we've already told them. We're landing on working on the antidote. Well, get a jet ready to take off for Florida. I want it in 15 minutes. Contact Dowling. Tell your husband we're bringing the shuttle down. Janet, Mike. Listen to me. Mike, please, you've got to try. Dowling shuttlecraft 1010. Come in, Dowling. Dowling is Colonel McWilliams. I read you. We're ready to take off. I'll reach you at noon. No, you can't bring us down. Getting worse, Mike. I think so. Awfully weak. What about the others? No, don't know, sir. The face is getting worse, Mike. Why'd you bring the shuttle down? I can't. Your plants destroy you. Aft compartment's like jungle. Horrible. You talked to him, Janet. I did. You tried. Okay, go there again. Tell him you're waiting for him. Mike, can you hear me? Oh, we'll hate you for you. Janet, Mike, I love you. Please bring the ship down. Come home. Please come home, Mike, please. Or do you bring the ship down? Do you read me? You can't, sir. A plant, bring it down, Captain. As an order, do you read me? Yes, sir. All right, listen carefully. Bypass the base and change the structure in the ocean to sector 463, coordinates 43-105. Repeat. Over. Sector 463, coordinates 83105. That's correct. It brings down missile base in Florida. Now, the area, come out of your safety orbit and proceed location immediately. Like station indicate, presently over South Africa. Start your descent immediately. Contact Springland there. Tell them the shuttle's coming down on their area. Notify the radio control. Don't tell them any more. Oh, top secret, absolutely. Colonel, may come along, please, all right? Over radio, shuttlecraft 1010, coming down, over. Shuttlecraft 1010, I can read you, over. You're touched down 6 or 7 miles, southeast of us. We're on our way now, we're alerting the rescue teams. Meet us there, Roger. So, and stay in the clear, Janet. Is their boat harnesses? Body harnesses should absorb the shock. They should be alright. Darling, this is Mac Williams. You read me, Darling? Do you read me? Darling, shuttlecraft on 1010. Are the others all still alive? Hope is dead. It's Canadian, Kirby, maybe. Don't know. Open the hatch, Mike. Come out. Lock sprung. Don't open. Pry it open. Hurry up. You open it in a minute. I told you to stay in the car, Janet. Are you right? He's okay. Then get the hatch open, no sir. They're all over the area. Contact Springdale. Find out why they aren't here. Get them here, quick. Heaven help us. They said there's 90% probability of rain. How much faster will these things spread if it rains? Hurry up, son. We hear shrieking noise. Get a stretcher here. Guests come out from the centre of the flower. I start the transfusion. Janet, get out of the car, shrieking voice. Watch where you're walking. Get in the ambulance. Get him to the ambulance. Give the colonel a hand. Help him in the ambulance. Let's get up here. Get him his helmet off. Daddy, thanks. Sergeant looking better. Any transfusions will do it. Janet, thank God. Nathan, I pray. No, we're following the car. No. Don't know what that accommodation credential is. Don't care. Mike would want to. We'll see you in the hospital. But what did they tell you, please? Think you'll be all right, Janet. If you hurry, get him to the base hotel. Be careful, but be fast. It looks like blood, sir, and they're always taken away. Talking about life on other planets, but well, life, kind of like a plant, a flower. Shaking noise, engine fails. What about Lieutenant Hobie's body? We have to leave it. It's a combination squad. Thunder, don't let it rain. This is Colonel McWilliams calling. This is storm. It must be started somewhere. Lieutenant Mac, here is the help, the flame for us. They're on their way. Why are we still here? Can't get back out. Get out. Set, baby, or thought. The plants are all over the engine. Janet, all right? She's all right. A better attempt to get on foot. Might be 30 or 40 minutes before the help arrives. How are the men? Charges been going well. Daddy's coming after around faster, we hoped. Blood almost normal. We're going to try it, Nathan. Come on. Shaking noise, thunder. No, end the road. Thunder, wailing continues. That whine coming from them. Rain destroying them. Rain, old Lennox laughs, they're all gone. Simple thing like rain. Let's get back to the car, Janet. Janet, Colonel? Where do you think you could come from? The flowers? I don't know. I've had enough time, man. There are many things up there. Evil and hungry. Awesome and splendid. Gentle things too. Merciful things like rain. We will now return the third set to you till next week. Same time as the control voice will take you to the outer limits.